few more. And we're up to, yeah.
Great.
So we're up to some requests. Tinpares al Shamar by Vesivim. And I understand that we're up to La'acha, we're starting the Machaber, La'acha Shasim Ubirchas Yosar.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that right? So we had, from what I understand, there's a. What is Pares al Shamar? The concept is that basically you've got two choices. Yeah, we're talking about somebody who, people who are late in coming to davening. So you can do the skipping, and there's a machlokas within the Radvaz and the Machaber. And we're talking about when you do this skipping business. Do we do it after the silent Shemona Esra, immediately after the silent Shemona Esra, or do we do it after the last Kaddish of davening? Yeah? Okay. So La'acha Shesimu Birchas Yotzer, after you've completed the bracha of Yotzer, that's the first skip. The first skip, if you haven't heard, after Baruch Hu, then you say Avos Ugvurois Ukedusha V'Atah Kodesh. Then you skip to Shemona Esra, and then your first three brachas, and then you say Kedusha, and then you say V'Atah Kodesh. V'Zeh Nikra Ovel Lifnei Ateva. Yep. So let's go in. Yes. Yeah.
Since he was talking about that, we were going to get to it.
Yeah. Yeah. So the question is who can? So we had the machlokas before earlier on that the from what I understand is the machaber says that if there's no one who's if somebody comes in, the first line said kol echad b'fnei asma b'yochid le'shom b'le'kadosh le'kedusha, right? So basically, everyone's davened, they've been schmoozing around, and you've got 10 of them. And then it comes to a situation where nobody's heard Kaddish and Kedusha, then one of them can get up and do this skipping business, right? And then the machlokas was, and the Radvaz says that if you need one person in order, and anyone, it doesn't have to be the one who hasn't heard it to be the one to daven Lifnei Ateva, it could be any of those 10 to be Yotzer, the one who hasn't yet heard it himself, okay? So if we look into Ches, into the Mishnah Berurah, he says a Kedusha. Yeah. He says, Ayin ba'agor b'somuk, sh'masayim kol atfila gamkein, that he has to complete the whole of davening. It's not, he doesn't stop at Atah Kodesh, and we're going to see that further on. He has to finish the whole of davening. V'ayin el b'siv kodin aleph. The dasar advaz, because according to the advaz, the ein ninhoi din over lifnei ateva, carry out this this custom of being over lifnei ateva. Elo im kein yesh b'hem al kaponim echol shleis baladayin. That's what we said earlier on, that you need to have at least one person who hasn't yet davened, right? Because of a magen Avraham, nearly he says dim ein shom shisha shleis balalu lo yispalel hashliach tziva belachash rak yaskel miyad b'kol rom. If you haven't got six that haven't davened, yeah. So we were saying that first you daven Shemona Esra quietly, and then you do the hoicha kedusha and everything. He's saying over here, if you haven't got six that haven't davened, then he should, like we do, he should start immediately without the shlish Shemona Esra. Why? Because we're concerned with the kedusha and not the silent Shemona Esra. Gimel Rishon is b'kol rom. Sometimes as we do in Mincha, so if there's no time, whatever it is, you go straight to Kedusha, and then you continue. Avol kashiyesh roiv minyan heim k'moy tzibur gomor. But if you have a roiv of a minyan, that's considered like a 10. And if you've got 10, then you've got to do it properly. And there's an interesting, if you look at footnote 8, I just saw it now, there's a very interesting machlokas between the Igros Moshe, Ramosha, and the Minchas Yitzchok. He says it's just a general rule. Yeah, he says le'inyan tefila shmoneh esra b'tziba, regarding davening shmoneh esra b'tziba, he says shenechsheves tefila b'tziba, it's considered a tefila b'tziba rak sheyispalalu asor anoshim shem gedolim biyachad. You've got to have 10 who haven't yet davened, which is a very interesting, which is a chiddush really, because we always say roy, if you've got 6 mispalalim, then you can do it. He says over here, according to Ramosha, you need to have 10 who haven't yet davened. Because he says, when we say Rav Kekulai, that's Lamiras Dovash Kedusha. That's regarding Dovash Bikadusha. Shekadai Lahakshiv Shekulom Uchiyovim Bamiras Kadusha De Beroiv. Because he's saying that who's Machayev? You only need Roiv to say something to Kedusha, but he says regarding Tefillah B'Tziba, that reason isn't good enough. That's what Ibn Moshe says. But however, the Shuk Mitzvah Yitzchak says that the Kavanas HaMishnah Berurah, if you go down the next paragraph, Shul Kol Inyan Nechshav Roiv Minyan Ketziba. It doesn't matter. He says that as long as you have Shishah Shemispalalim, then that's enough. So that's which is a very interesting machlokes. Yeah, and he said just if you go down another two paragraphs, L'tzarev, which is another big chiddush, L'tzarev L'minyan, L'tfiras Arvis, Es Mishav Kai Espalel, regarding Mariv, which is unlike, what's the difference between Mariv and Shachris Mincha? Basically, you haven't got Kedusha, right? So he says, regarding the Mitzarev L'minyan, L'tfiras Mariv, Es Mishav Kai Espalel, if somebody's already davened Mariv, yeah, the Chazon Ish says, he appears to say, She'i Efshal L'tzarevoy, Kivan She'ein Bo Chazaras Hashatz. Right, because he goes on, and you need the davash kedusha. So according to Chazanish, if you haven't got a mariv, and you haven't got ten, you need to be mitzarev somebody who's already davened. You can't be mitzarev him to a minyan. If you need 10 for mariv, according to what Chazanish seems to say, he says v'rak inin tefilah shachris mincha, only regarding shachris mincha, efshel tzarev gamish mishakvai spalel. Then you can be mitzarev, which is what it's a very very big chiddush from the Chazanish, from what it looks like over here. But with mariv, it looks like you've got to have 10 who haven't davened. You can't bring in somebody who's already davened. This is what he says. I don't know how we pass him. Yeah, but oh, exactly. 100%. I'm just saying what I saw in the Chazon Ish. It's a very interesting Kiddush. It's what it appears to be. Don't know. Okay. Continues the Mechaber. The Ein Oisim Devarim Elu, that which we're saying that we do the skipping, it's Shmoyne Esra, Kiddush, Vata Kodesh, etc. We only do these things for pochis masorah mishum dahavadoran shvi kedusha. As we said, because you need 10 for this for kedusha, right? The sorek lachzay achashisha. I'm sorry, that was Soser Moshe who says that you need to have 10.
No, Moshe says that you only need roiv.
Yeah, and here you have.
This is.
And he said, yeah, but Sorek Lachza, Achashisha Shalai Shomu, the Hainu Roy for Asora, the Inainu Nisori, my Philippe Shul Echo Shalai Shomu, Omrim. Okay, that's a full stop, sorry. The Sorek Lachza, Achashisha Shalai Shomu, the Hainu Roy for Asora. So that's the whole, that's the big, the machlokes it seems here, where the Roy is enough for a Kedusha or not. Tess, if you go into Tess, a Mikra over. Yeah, the Ein Zeh Motzui Kehayoyim. And that's what we're saying now, that we do the skipping Yotzer, then the Shmoyne Esra, and then the three Brochas and Kedusha, after Kodesh, and that's it. We're saying that's not Motzui today. Why? Because Meshun Deregidin Lifrois Hashema, we do this Poris Hashema, Bishvil Hamis Achre Novai, because when do we do this? We do it much later after either, what did we say earlier? We do it after the last Kaddish, or we do it after the Shemoneh Esra. Here we're saying that that's the only reason why we're doing it. That's when we do it. But he says it's not motzi to do it over here because we're going to do it much later. So here he's saying Nikra Ovel Lifnei Teva by doing it earlier after the Atah Kodesh. But he says Achazman. And through, what's he saying? Mishum deregilin lifrois hashema b'shvil hamisrachin lovoi. Okay. Achagman siu shmoyne esra belachash. After. That's when we usually do it. This whole process of Shema we do when? After we finish the quiet Shemoneh Esra, but before the Shema Shlashliach Tziva Vatfilah, before the beginning of the Hoche Shemoneh Esra. And through that, Yotzeh the Inyan of Kedusha. Aval, however, in Eira, if it happens, Shlisachel Lovoi Lisbadel Achat Tfilah, but in a situation when somebody comes right at the end of davening, right, when this situation therefore can happen, then yuchal lifrois al shema v'leil lifnei ateva. Then you can do the priest al shema, you can do the skipping, doing the yotzar and the shmoneh esra and the kedusha and the atah kodosh. Then you can do that, you can daven for the omud and you can do that if somebody comes right after davening. But it wouldn't happen if he came before that. If he came before that. Okay.
We don't do that.
No. Okay. Bottom line, v'meinom nitzoyim, continues the Mechaber. V'meinom nitzoyim, afilu b'shvil echad, shloi shama oimrim, shloi shama oimrim. Afilu mishishoma, yocha lifrois, ashema, v'laif, ne'atef, ne'shez, shishoma. Okay, so what he's saying over here, so we haven't got even that one guy isn't here in order to do it.
Yeah.
You don't have the 10. You haven't got the 6. Yet you still say it. Is that right? So you still say it. Even for the one, you still say it. Yeah, you still do the repeat of Shema. Afilu mishishoma. So even if somebody has heard, then yochel lifrois al shema v'lava lifnei ateva b'shvil oisei shloi shama. So somebody who's already davened, right? He and somebody hasn't. So even the person who has davened is able to be moitzi the one who hasn't, right? U'mikol mokoi, let's just get to the Ramah. U'mikol mokoi, nevertheless, im oisei shloi shama. If somebody who hasn't heard is boki lifrois hashema v'lav lifnei ateva, if somebody knows what it's all about, you know, he understands the davening, he knows how to daven, etc., etc., then it's better that he's boki. Therefore, it's better for him to go for the omud and to do it himself. So mutav sheyifrois, it's better that he should do it v'lav lifnei ateva. Who rather he do it, the one who hasn't heard it, who came late, v'sheyifrois v'lav lifnei ateva acher shekvar shoma, rather than the one who's already heard it. It's better than the one who hasn't heard it should do it. Right. Okay. Yeah, if he's able. Says the bottom line in the Mishnah Berurah on the previous page, Yud Shlei Shama. However, if Mishama Meho Oilim Batoira, we're talking about somebody who hasn't heard the Baruch Hu, for example. But let's say he had heard Baruch Hu from Kriyas HaTorah, for example. Yeah? Die, that's enough. Ve'ein Choizin Bishviloi. So because this guy, he hadn't heard the regular Baruch Hu, but he had heard it from Kriyas HaTorah. Therefore, you don't have to go back just for him, because your yotzer are just with that. Right? If he's not up, if he hasn't yet started the bracha of yotzer oy, then oz muta lifrois bishviloi. Then, in such a situation, as we just said, then you can do it on his behalf. As we said in the beginning of the siman. Yud aleph mutav sheyifrois. Nowadays, since it's usual for Avelim to be davening for the Omud, it would be them who would be doing it. Yeah. Even if the Avelim had already heard it, and there are others who hadn't heard it, so we would have thought that it's more, as we said, it's boki for even those who are boki, they are the ones who preferred ones to do it. Nevertheless, we would have thought that the boki they should do it. Nevertheless, ve'enenu nochoin, kein kosam hogen avrom. Aval ha-primogodim yishev ha-minog, but the primogodim, he sets the minog, and he says, yishum, de'ein p'nai levakesh, ish yedea, bein tefillah shmoneh esra belachash, aval vada, im yesh p'nai, v'yesh mish yedea, v'lo yisbalei rosh, shuhu yifrois. What he's saying over here, I think, is, you've got a space of, usually, who's davening for the omen? It's the oval. Okay, and you've got the time. He's saying there's no time frame between the quiet Shemoneh Esra to do this whole skipping business, and you've got the Boki sitting in the back row. He hasn't heard it before. We said earlier on that the Boki should come to the front and he should do the skipping himself because he's Boki. He knows how to do it. But because there's no time frame between the ending of the quiet Shemoneh Esra to the starting of the Hemein Shemoneh Esra, so the Ovel is already at the Omud. He's saying, because there's no time, he should do it. Aval vada, he ends off by saying, im yesh p'nai, if there is time for the boki, the guy who knows, who hasn't heard, and he's a boki, to go to the omud, then he should go to the omud, and not take over from the ovel, who's usually davening for the omud. If that makes final sense.
I think this is based on what he said earlier, that they would do it between the Shemoneh Esra and the Shatz. if that's the minimum that they have there, so four chazars shot, you want to get somebody else who's at the back to come and
that's right, yeah. Says the Ramah. Somebody is davening for the Omer, Omer Shalosh Brochus of Rishonim, and he said the first three Brochus. Yeah, Yashdim Kolat Tfila. He doesn't end there. That's not the end of it. Yeah, he doesn't end there, but he should complete the whole of Shmoyne Esra. V'lo Yafsik, he shouldn't stop. Afal Pishik Vaisbal. Even though he's already davened Shmoyne Esra, he, if he's the one who's doing the priest of Shema, he has to say the whole. He has to continue saying the whole of Shmoyne Esra. However, Avol Ha'Acherim, but those who are listening to the Kedusha etc., Yichodin Hafsik Achar Kach. They don't have to say it. They obviously don't have to, and they can be Mafsik afterwards. The Kol Shekain, even more so, Sheimlo Yisbalil Ha'Poyres Vo'Ovel Lifnei Ateva Tchila Sheyashlim Tefilosoi. Yeah. So even more so, if the one who is Poyrus, right, he's the one he's the person for whom we're doing this whole business for, yeah. If he hasn't davened, yeah, and the one who over lifnei ateva techila, she yashlim tefilosai. Sorry.
So
that's the Kol Shekain. So he's got to finish off his davening. Afal pi, even though she saw likros achaka kriya shema v'lo ismech gulul tefillah, because what's happening over here is because we're skipping from we're doing yotzer, then we're skipping straight to shmoyne esra etc. So we're missing the smichas gulul tefillah. So he's going to miss it. Afal pi, so even though afal pi she itzorach likros achaka kriya shema, even though the one for whom we're doing the parisa, yeah, he's going to have to go back and do the say Kriya Shema. He won't be able to say Geula Lutfila because he's already davened Shmoyne Esra. Yeah. For us, let's go into the Mishnah Berurah. Where are we up to? Yud Beis. So Yud Beis is saying Avalo Achirim Yecholim Lhasik Achar Kach. Yeah. So the other, what does that mean? Lechis Ladarkum. They can go on their way. The whole reason why we did this whole parisa was for kedusha. We've done it. Since it's done, that's it. Over. So the Kol Shekain is says Shiashlim Tefilosai. Yeah. Rotsalem. What does he mean? He explains the Kol Shekain is even more so the Leyasik Bezeh. He shouldn't be Masik Mikimin Shat Tefilah Srichalay Bishvil Atzmai Lotzes Vay Yedei Tefilah. Again, emphasizing, we're doing it for this guy. We're doing it for him, right? So it's obvious that we're doing it through that he should be Yosef through this davening. Afal pi, even though Shali Deze Yisrael Chachakali Krok Rak Kriyeshema Bleizvach Gulul Tefilah. Even though afterwards he's going to have to go back to say Kriya Shema, and then he won't be being soimach gula letfilah. But if he's there, therefore, because of this, odon shenis achel avoy lebeis hakneses, somebody who came late to dab to shul, v'lo shama baruch kedusha, he didn't hear baruch kedusha, v'choishesh, and we worried shemash lo yeh achar kach minyan lebeis hakneses kishagia letfilah, he's worried that there won't be a minyan, so he'll, by the time he's caught up, everyone's gone home. Yeah, so muta lifreis v'lav lifnei ateva. What is he allowed to do? He's allowed to go for the Omud, lispalel kol hayud ches, to daven kol hayud ches brachas. He's allowed to daven Shmoyne Esra for the Omud, kadesh she'e yuchal lo mekedusha, in order that he should be able to say kedusha. And then what should he do? Achar kach yikra kriya shema b'chaser v'lo yispalel. And then taka, so he's missed gula letfila. So and he's but he doesn't have to wait. He's allowed to get in his kedusha whilst he's got another nine people around. Right, who will want to go home, but they're waiting because he's gone to the Omud so he should up his own kedusha. But then it's tough; he's missed the smichas gula de tefillah. Aval am gonna varam kasa, but the gemara varam rice the lechat chila ein nochin lasis kale kain. It's not right to do this. To do what levatel mitzvah smichas gula de tefillah mishum kedusha. In other words, he's the Magen Avraham saying that Geula, Smichas Geula Tefillah is more important than Kedusha. So in that, because of that, what should he do? Elo Yispalel Kaseida. He shouldn't run to the front and say his Kedusha whilst he's got a minion there because he's coming late. What should he do? He should rather daven be Echidus and Kaseida. V'yisma Geula Tefillah, and he should, and then he'll say his Geula Tefillah. However, v'im yeh ozasorah b'sekneses, but if there happened to be 10 around after that in shul, yom kedusha, then obviously he can say kedusha v'ayim b'alocha. Yeah? Okay. Yudal. Yeah. Continues the Ramah in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines down. Yeah. But also. Yeah. Is that what I'm up to? Yeah. But also lahafsik b'dvorim elu ben gula l'tfila oy b'kriyas shema b'chaseho, and you're not allowed to be mafsik with these things with these skipping things between gula l'tfila or kriyas shema b'chaseho. But l'chein therefore also l'shliach tzibah lahafsik ben kriyas shema l'tfila. Therefore, the shliach tzibah is not allowed to be mafsik between kriyas shema and shmoyne esra or b'kriyas shema b'chaseho in order k'delifreis hashema in order to be good, to be poris l'shma, l'ois n'abon ebes ha'kneses, to those who came l'achar she'ispalu l'akol kadosh baruch hu. Yeah, if you're in these zones of between kriya shema and shmoyne esra, or kriya shema in the brachas of kriya shema itself, you don't stop and go back and say kadosh baruch hu. And what should you do? V'hischil b'brichas yoytzer, and you should start at the bracha of yoytzer. That's it. But he says over here, aval b'brichas arvis shirushus, but when you daven Maariv, which is a Rishus, Yochel lahafsik loitzachei midecha vosom, there you are allowed to be mafsik to in the middle from after Baruch Hu until Kriya Shema, which is considered the Baruchas of Kriya Shema. There you are allowed to be mafsik to be moitzi others if they've missed Baruch Hu. However, mikol mokem ish acha yochel lifreis hashema el haspalu labasor kol atfila. Aval ba'oisa beis hakneses shekvar hispalu lahoitzer achein midei chavosom rak shlo yamad achazon. Okay, let's. I'm running a bit too fast. Let's just go into the Yudalad in the Mishnah Berurah, and he says v'hischil. So what should he do? He should start the birchas yetzar and v'hischil aval im lo yischil. But if he didn't start by the bracha of yetzar. He's allowed to go back and say Baruchu lo'isam shibol le'beis hakneses to those who have just come into shul, because it's just at that time of Baruchu. Avol b'berachas arvish he reshus, then yochel lahafsik lo'isam achayv dechavosim tesvov. Says the Mishnah, yochel lahafsik. What does that mean? Ratzeloima bein gula letfila. Even between gula letfila, you're allowed to be mafsik. And when is this in Maariv? Dahainu achasiyum b'berachas hashkivenu. This is after you finish Hashkivenu. Uvlav hochim afsikin gam kein bipsukim. Because really speaking, and this is where the machlokes in Chutz La'aretz and in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz, when we're mafsik anyway, why? Because we say Baruch Hashem la'olam amen ve'amen. So that's a hafsoka between, if you like, between Geula and Tefillah in Maariv, you've got this Baruch Hashem la'olam in Chutz La'aretz. Yeah? That's why he's saying over here, you can be mafsik. Because if you can be mafsik with Baruch Hashem, then you can be mafsik with Baruch and all these things, right? Avo b'emsa brachas la'yafsik, but in the middle of the brachas, in the middle of the actual bracha, you can't. And I think it's brought down is it brought down in 12? I've seen somewhere that in Eretz Yisrael Taka, we don't hold like this, and because there's no hafsoka between Hashkivenu and Kaddish, then Taka, you can't be mafsik. The only reason why it can be mafsik is, he says it? Yeah, in the second. Lefi atam shekosam egnu aram kan beres Yisrael shaloi noagulam bebesukim acha baruchas hashkevenu kos akav chaim v'shut even Yisrael she'ein lahasik gam laminus baruchu. So there you see a practical halacha that there Taki wouldn't be able to be masik, and here you can be masik. Is that what we're saying? And not only the person who hasn't heard it. We're talking, if you look at the third line down in the Ramah, this whole Ramah is talking about the person who's done for the Omud.
No, it's not.
V'chein osu l'shliach tzibah l'hafsik, he's saying. The shliach tzibah is not allowed to be mafsik. K'dei lifrois, blah, 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 blah. B'avol b'rechaz arvish yirashus yochel l'hafsik. He can. L'hoitzi acherim. He can be moitzi acherim. He says it black and white. Lahafsik, lahoitzi acherim, yudei chavosam. That's what he's saying.
I think we're going on.
Oh, okay. So what does he say? Okay. Mikol mokin. Nevertheless, ish acher yochel lifreis hashema. Another person is able to be poreis hashema. Oilis bal basora kol hatfila. Or to daven. Yeah. Afila ba'oisa beis haknesset shekva hispalilu, even in the same shul that he's already daven, l'hoitzi achem de'chavosom, in order to be moitzi others, so he's allowed to do it again. Even if he's done it once, he's allowed to do it again. However, rak shlo yamod achazan hasheni b'mokam sh'omot arishon. But the second chazan, when he's doing this priest of Shema, he shouldn't stand in the same place where the first chazan davened. Why? Zeronir gnai the rishonim, and it looks like to have a kiddel yosem rishonim dechavosam, because it would look like when the second person is coming to the omen and he's going over the baruch etc. etc. It looked like that the first one, for some reason, wasn't doing a good enough job, and therefore. So it won't. It just won't. It will be a gnai for the first ones. But if we look inside the Mishnah Berura, we're not worried about this. And he says over here, where are we up to in the Mishnah Berura? There's no Mishnah Berura. Okay. V'nira li, dafka shadain harishoyin beis hakneses ele shishlimu sidrom. This is Dafka talking about when the first minion, if you like, is in the shul, ele shishlimu sidrom, where they've already finished, right? Aval im yosar rishoyinim yuchal lamoit achazen af mokin shomoit harishon. I think this is talking like in a minion factory, for example, where it's like when one after the other. There, it's known, everyone knows that no one's trying to make up for a minion, earlier minion, that wasn't doing a good job. That's what appears from here. If you look in the test Zai and see what he says over here, Yotsu Harishonim, if the first have gone out, V'hu Adin, the same applies, Im Hu Kvius, oh, this is like if you're davening in a minion factory. Ein kepeda, then according to the Mogen Borim, there's no kepeda. It's not a big deal, and you can stand in this. You can go to where the omud is. You don't have to stand somewhere else and do the priest of Shema. Yud Zayin, Shomad, Loyoid, Elohim, Ein Chazan Achroinim. Yochel afil achazan arishon lispal al shenis lahoitzi gam hu acharonim. Okay, so if you haven't got, you got two minyanim, right? And you haven't got, there's no chazan for the second part, to do the makeup, then the first one, who's already daven, he's allowed to daven again, to be moitzi gam hu acharonim. Yeah, so he's allowed to do repeat performance from the previous minyan. Uposhut, tebezeh ein tzorech achazan lam lefnei ateh b'kol eis atfiloh. And it's obvious that the chazan doesn't have to stand in front of the omud whilst he's davening. Elokashagiu leboruchu, but when he reaches boruchu, yomer lifneim kadosh boruchu, he says kadosh boruchu, v'acharkach yomer be'atzmam yotze or v'hala, and then he says he's quietly to himself from yotze or further until at gemash when esra belachash. He says that quietly. Why? Because in our where we daven nowadays, kulon bekiim, everyone knows how to daven, what they're davening, where they're davening, how they're davening. But einoyim not says bezer al de shliach tibur, and you don't need the shliach tibur to be moitzi them over there. But then only after shmoneh esra v'achar krach yamal lifnei ateva. But only after the quiet shmoneh esra, then he should go to the omud and then start Shmoneh Esra, the loud Shmoneh Esra. V'achak yamad lifnei ateva lachza atefila kanol, in the normal way. Im kol hakadishim sh'achar atefila, with all the kadishim that come after Shmoneh Esra. Shall I finish off Yudches quickly? Yeah? Okay. So, harishoin. Kosav mishpeh Shmuel. She'im harishoinim atziu sefer. Now he's talking about Sifrei Torah. Interesting. If you had two minyanim, so you've got the first minyan, they've already taken out the Sefer Torah and they've lined from it. So a minyan Sefer Torah pamacheres likrois ba. Yeah, it's not the custom for the second minyan to take out another Sefer Torah and to line from it. V'nosan lezeh tam, and he gives the reason why. Shu mishum pegamah shel Sefer Torah. You may think that there's a pegam in the first Sefer Torah, right? Shema yomer shemosu besor the Sefer Torah rishona. You may think that if you take out a second one, that the first one wasn't, there was a psul. So that's why they had to take out a second one. And that's why they took out a second one. Let's say it's the only Sefer Torah there. Nevertheless, we call Mokko and Shema, Yom HaRishon HaShacharish, Si Shaitzim Shum Psul, Shema HaSubarishon. Nevertheless, maybe the first lot of people Yeah, Shema Yomir Horishonim. So the first set of people, a minion, will say, Shacheres he. It's the others, Shaisiu, who took it out, Mishum Basul, Shemotsu Rishonim, because of the Basul they found in the first one. Yeah? The Gam, Shiesh Pagam Rishonim, Shiomish Yosef de Korea. And also, they'll say that there was a Pagam, there was something wrong. That the first people were not yotza in their first lining. Umahaitama, therefore, imholcha rishon levesom kamayam basikin. So if the first minion, they've gone home already, they've done in the first minion. Or shumokam kavios, it's an established minion. She spelled hamayim zechazeh. So it's like a minion factory. So there's one minion doubling after the other. Then ain kapeda, there's no problem. And as we taka do nowadays. You know, it will happen that they'll use the same Sefer Torah. If you've got three, four minyanim, one after the other, they'll use the same Sefer Torah. Because they're mikoyach minhaga. This is all mikoyach minhag. Ava min adin. Ein shum issa b'chol gavne. There's no issa whatsoever. She'ein lochu shebekam rishona. There's no. We're not worried about the any pegam that could happen to the first Sefer Torah. Ela kishahaya oile likros b'shnia yishala kvav rishona. But only when he goes up to, when the second person goes, when to.
You should have somebody from the first minion being called up to the second.
Again, yeah?
You shouldn't have somebody from the first minion being called up.
Who will be called up to the second minion if he's already been called out to the first minion.
Then it looks like it was
Gam. Right. I had that last week. The Gam Dafke im Oile Bekoire Miyadze Achazer, but he has to ish main time. And also Dafka im Oila Bakura Miyad, if he has an aliyah and he lines Zeachazer but he has to ishbe in time, what does that mean? Can someone help me with this? He's Oila Bakura Miyad and he's lining immediately Zeachazer but he has to ishbe in time. What is this? It's like they're lining the same thing again. It's not the next minion is they're using the same Torah immediately. Maybe it means that Kamoshis well. When we get to there, we'll know what it means properly. But now, we're not worried about it. Why? Because it's a different minion, so therefore they won't see what's going on with the first minion. Shkoyach. Yeah.